Hi, my name is Yadi Perez Luna. I'm with the Lee County Sheriff's Office. I'm a sergeant assigned to the Youth Services Division. I am from the Dominican Republic. I was born in a city called Santiago, and I migrated to United States when I was 9 years old. Celebrating our culture, our diversity, our food, our music, our people. That's what Hispanic Heritage Month is all about. Making sure that we take all those Latin countries and we bring them together for at least just a month, and then get to enjoy and get to see the different culture represented by different people just from different countries. America is the land of opportunity, and we come from the Dominican Republic, a very poor country, especially where we are from. My mom had two kids, no husband, migrated to Venezuela, and from Venezuela came to the land of opportunity, America. So after being here for a couple of years, she had the opportunity of marrying someone, getting her papers, and bringing us in, bringing us to America. I came straight to the Bronx. I remember like now, 198th Street in Valentine's. It was 1979. I was 9 years old, didn't speak the language at all. It was really scary. Everything seemed so big, so many people, so modern, like in the movies. I couldn't understand a word anybody was saying to me except for my mom. I had to actually walk to school. That was scary. I never walked to school, especially coming from the island. I mean, we used to have buses at the time. And my mom, while she worked here, she was able to send money there, so I was in a private school. You know, all Hispanic, we pretty much live around the same area. At the time, a lot of Dominicans, a lot of Puerto Ricans, where I grew up. 1980s, that's when the drugs start hitting the Bronx. That's when you saw crack, that's when you saw a lot of things. We were exposed to that by the neighborhood that we live in. So I saw personally a lot of my friends, especially when we got from middle school to high school, a lot of them either die or got killed. Coming from the hood, as you call it, you see a lot. And there was a lot of fire in me to do what was right for people. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to become an attorney to defend people's right. Eventually, with time, I didn't end up being an attorney, but I ended up being in law enforcement, which is around the same family. At first, I started as a correction officer. Then I went into the court system. I saw exactly how the justice system works, especially down here in Lee County. I saw a lot of repeat offenders, not only in the jail system, but also in the court system. My goal was always to help kids. I have my own, and I have three boys, so I was always on top of them. I seen a lot of mistakes and a lot of poor decisions that they made, not necessarily my kids, but their friends. And one of the things that I always strive to do was always to mentor and counsel our youth. I mean, they, at the end of the day, become our leaders. So getting involved with the Lee County Sheriff's Office gave me the opportunity to get involved with the Youth Services Division, which I love. I think it was my God-sent message to say, save someone, save a life. And somewhere along the line, I feel that I have touched quite a few lives. Being a Latina actually does help a lot. I'm able to reach out to parents. I'm able to understand the culture. I'm able to understand where they come from, the questions, their fear. I know there was a time that we needed people to speak the language, and I could hear them on the radio, and I'm the first one that goes over the radio and says, have them call me. I'm here, you know, to translate whatever it is needed. So being a Latina in this community, it is, oh my goodness, it's a privilege, but it's also so helpful with our people.